Welcome. I'm Rachel Tipton, and this is my colleague, Zach Watts. Can everybody hear me in the back? I'm not used to talking in a microphone. Yes, it's good? OK. So today we're going to be presenting Open Quartz, building an open source AI solar forecast for everyone. I'm a full stack developer. I work for Open Climate Fix. I'm going to introduce myself, and then Zach will introduce himself. I'm a career change developer. So before working in climate tech, I was teaching English in France. I got a little bit tired of teaching 18-year-old French students the present perfect. So I decided to, the French people, huh?
Because it isn't.
Yeah, because it isn't. It's not perfect. And I'm not a perfectionist. So I decided that I was going to channel my love for languages into learning code languages. I completed a boot camp about a year and a half ago, and that's why I landed. This is why I'm here. I landed in climate tech, and I'm quite happy. Zach?
Thank you, Rachel. Yeah, I'm Zach Watts. If anyone's noticed, my last name is Watts, so I think I was destined to work in power of an energy of some sort. I recently finished my master's in physics 2 years ago, where I was trying to make cells dance using acoustic sound waves, and then I kind of fell in love a bit with AI and then joined Open Climate Fix about a year ago, where I do some of our machine learning implementation and data science.
All right. So what to expect from our talk? I'll introduce Open Climate Fix. We'll talk a little bit about why solar forecasting is important to balancing a power grid and some of the use cases that we use it for. We have a live solar forecasting service called Quartz Solar, and derived from that is the open source Quartz Solar model that we'll be talking about. And Zach's going to present that today because he's worked on that model. And then hopefully we'll have time for questions at the end. And this is a sneak preview of the code that we'll have you guys run at the end of the presentation. And we're hoping that the demo works, but we'll see. Open Climate Fix was founded in 2019. We're a London-based company. I'm based in the north of France, so getting to be in Brussels is kind of more my home territory. This photo is from the Sustainable Work Ventures office in London, where we work. We're a nonprofit product lab developing open source AI solutions to decarbonize the power grid. And generating solar forecasts is part of that work. All right, so we see ourselves as like a, I'd say like a middleman, or like the traverse between ML researchers and the energy industry. So we want to make our data available to researchers, and we want to make the research the ML researchers are doing available to the energy industry. And how do we do that? So all of our code is available on GitHub. We also have models and data sets that are available on Hugging Face. Does everybody know what Hugging Face is? I'm assuming this crowd does know. Yes, OK, we know what this is. So a lot of the data sets are from NWP data, or numerical weather predictions. And up to date, we have 500 people who have signed up to download those data sets. So we like to say that we're making an impact in that way. We also make available the EU MetSat data that we collect from. We're connected to a live service of, like, we get data from the satellite itself while we're generating our forecasts. And then we're actually putting that data into the ZARF file format and making that available to ML researchers. And that data has been downloaded 16,000 times so far from the Google Public Datasets site. So that's a way in which we're having an impact. The data has also been used to forecast rain, like to do rain predictions in Sweden, storm evolution in Taiwan. So it's been used for a lot of different purposes. And most recently, there was like a graduate paper that was published on, I think it was like day ahead PV forecasting. All right, so moving on to why is solar forecasting important? The weather is unpredictable. The sun doesn't always shine. The wind doesn't always blow. If any of you have listened to a podcast on decarbonization, you've probably heard that phrase before. So moving into the future, our power generation is going to be dependent on weather-dependent energy sources like solar and wind. So in this chart, you can see by 2050, about 75% of the world's primary energy source is going to be based off of renewable resources. And then the resources at the bottom are gas and coal. These are what are called dispatchable resources. So you can burn X amount of coal and get X amount of electricity. You'll burn X amount of gas and get X amount of electricity. This is a basic concept that I'm presenting, but it's important to think about because you don't have that predictability with solar or with wind. And that's where our predictions come in. Does anybody know what this is, this image that is on the screen? I'm sure there's somebody who knows more about it than I do. Peter, would you? No? Huh? Somebody else? Anybody? Yeah, it's a gas-powered turbine. Thank you. This is a gas-powered turbine. I'm using it to introduce the idea of spinning reserves. So a power grid is, as we've seen, there's a lot of calculations as well as a lot of, it's complex to balance a power grid. And so what we're doing with our work is we're helping power grid operators balance the power grid by providing them with a PV solar forecast that indicates how much solar energy is going to be on the grid. If they don't have that energy, what ends up happening is they have something called spinning reserves that they keep running. And that spinning reserve is running at 50% capacity. And so it's running at 50% efficiency. And so you're actually burning fossil fuels just to ensure